Oh, that old-timer religion, that old-timer religion, that old-timer religion, that isn't good enough for me. My Lord, that old-timer religion, that old-timer religion, that old-timer religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Folks, I've got a story, but I want you to hear about a preacher what got in a fight with a bear. Listen close, I don't want you to miss none of this story, cause it goes like this. A preacher went out a hunting one day, 'twas on one Sunday morn. And although he was one Christian man, he took his gun along. Now he shot him a bunch of nice fine quails, and he shot some nice fat hares. But through the woods, returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear.
He needed that holy time of religion, for that holy time of religion, for that holy time of religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the preacher fell down on his knees and sent up a great long prayer. While he cast one eye way up towards the heaven, he kept the other on the bear. He said, Lord, look here, you know you delivered old Daniel from a lion's den, and you delivered three Hebrew children from a fiery furnace, and then old Jonah you delivered from the body of the whale, called the good folk do declare. Now, Lord, look here, if you can't help me, don't you go to helping that bear.
He needed that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the bear walked down the middle of the road and up to the ribbon walked he, but the ribbon laid his religion down and he climbed up a tall pine tree. Then they climbed way up to the top of the tree and they crawled way out on the limb, while the bear looked up all innocently and kind of licked his mouth at him. But along about morn the old limb broke and that preacher come tumbling down. He took his razor and cut the bear 10 times before he struck the ground.
He needed that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Then the bear reached out for to give him a hug like you'd hug a long lost friend, but the preacher put on a disappearing act and went splitting through the wind. Then they ran just as fast as an old hound dog was trying to overtake a hare. He went home with the bed and took 6 naps before his shadow got there.
He needed that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Cease, children, cease. The preacher made a touchdown. Yowza.